There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So, cabinet meeting last night. Basically, I'm going to turn to Hanan for this one. She is our resident expert on this one, having sat through 3 hours of chat about it on the business breakfast. But that is how big a story this is. Let me set the, from what we know at the moment, following a cabinet meeting late last night, a series of groundbreaking initiatives have been put in place to reduce the cost of doing business in Dubai and stimulate economic growth following directives from His Highness Sheikh Mohammed. Cross-sector announcements were made. His Highness Sheikh Hamdan announced the changes in a series of tweets early on Thursday morning. This follows a similar series of sudden tweets by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed recently regarding foreign ownership and 10-year visas. More details will come as to how soon the fees will be removed in the other industries. However, for parents of children in private schools, a freeze on current fees will come as a huge relief as they plan for the year ahead. We'll have much more analysis on this in the next couple of hours, but I want to know what it means to you. Hanan, you've been dealing with business owners, with business individuals over the next couple of hours. What are their reactions, first and foremost, to these new fee reductions or fee removals?
Yeah, so obviously it covers a lot of different areas. Obviously, with regard to the tuition fees, private schools in Dubai are going to have their fees frozen for the coming academic year in order to reduce financial burden on parents. This was a tweet by Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the Crown Prince of Dubai. And there's been a lot of reaction. Families are happy with the freeze, obviously, but others are asking what to do if they've already paid the fees. And also people asking what schools will do without the extra funds. There's also been fees that are in the aviation sector that are going to be cancelled, 19 fees relating to the aviation sector and to aircraft landing permits, as Dubai is a global hub for the industry and they want to strengthen their position in the sector. And also there's a waiving or delaying of the 4% fee for property registration imposed by the Dubai Land Department. And this is obviously in the real estate sector, which is again important to Dubai's economy. So a number of different initiatives here.
So we have seen overnight a very public statement from the leaders of the UAE, specifically focusing here on Dubai as well. This in light of the fact that we have had some groundbreaking announcements last week from His Highness Sheikh Mohammed, and only earlier on this week from Abu Dhabi as well, where wholehearted changes were brought into place there. You can listen back to Trevor McFarlane's thoughts and analysis of that on the Business Breakfast, courtesy of their podcast. But these ones overnight, the ones that we are reacting to, property registration, aviation sector, market fees imposed by Dubai Municipality on commercial entities, all of these will see fees either reduced or waived. And the one that has got a lot of people talking is school fees. 2018, 2019, immediate freeze on tuition fees in order to, and I quote, reduce the financial burden on parents. Now, that is the phrase that really jumped off the page for me. Is this a realization from many of the decision makers here that things are getting tough here and something needs to be done in order to stimulate the economy? That certainly seems to be one of the sentiments that was coming from the tweets that came out overnight as the official account of His Highness Hamdan bin Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed at Hamdan Mohammed said, following the directives of at His Highness Sheikh Mohammed, we adopted a series of initiatives during today's Executive Council meeting aimed at, and I quote, stimulating economic growth and reducing the cost of doing business in Dubai. The initiatives include the reduction or cancellation of various government fees. Question to me, to you, from me to you is, why now and why these initiatives and what do they mean to you? Your thoughts, please, to 4001. We'll get to your reaction in just a few moments' time, and we'll speak to educators here in the system who will be giving us their reaction to the overnight news. First and foremost, reacting to the big news overnight. And it is big news, after all. It is news that affects so many of us here all of us here in the UAE, because these are wide-ranging initiatives, including the reduction or cancellation of various government fees. They are affecting many. Asking you why these moves now, and how will they impact you and your reaction to them, please send your thoughts to us on 4001. One of them that has caused a lot of discussion already this morning is good news for parents. Is it good news for parents? Dubai-based parents have seen the cost of private school fees rise several times over the last few years, but good news for the academic year 2018 to 2019. In a bid to reduce the financial burden on parents, the Dubai Executive Council has approved a decision not to increase private school fees this year. Decision will be put into effect immediately, with all private schools set to be informed of the fee freeze right away. This was the tweet that came out in the wee small hours of this morning. Finally, said His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed, we ordered an immediate freeze on the tuition fees of all private schools in Dubai for the coming academic year 2018 to 2019 in order to reduce the financial burden on parents. Parents have been reacting overnight and this morning, as have educators. And I'm glad to say that we're joined now by the head of schools, Scholars International Group, and the head of Clarion School. Paul Liebeck joins us live on the line. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
On a rather special day as well, because not every day that we have announcements as the ones that we've had overnight. Let's get your reactions first and foremost to those announcements about the immediate freeze on tuition fees for next year. How did you read the announcement?
Well, it is a surprise, but I wouldn't say it's a shocking surprise. I think we all recognize that the community is going through some economic challenges, and that steps need to be taken, to ensure a good future. So that it affects us, that part is not a surprise.
There's so many questions at the moment, and I'm sure I'm not going to put you on the spot to answer all of those questions, because I'm sure there are a few more details to come out of the initiatives that were put in place from that cabinet meeting. I suppose the big question coming from a number of parents this morning is, especially for those that have taken advantage of reduction of fees, paid early in advance for the forthcoming year, have you heard anything at all, Paul, as to whether they're going to get any reimbursement for that?
Well, not yet. I think we're still processing the situation, but we were not planning to raise our fees in any event. And so we've already made adjustments for the coming year to manage our costs so that we could stay within that limit. So I think in our situation, we're okay with it. We'll be able to handle the situation, and I think we'll be able to stick with the agreements that we have with our parents.
The very fact that education has been included along with property registration, the aviation sector, and Dubai municipality fees, does this give you evidence and an insight into the fact that education costs are very much top of the agenda when it comes to moving forward for the leaders here in the region?
Well, we know that that in the Dubai market, it's heavily dependent on the private school sector. Since we're such a large player in this area, it's hardly surprising that we're seen as a critical element to manage as regards to finances. So I think most of the schools will recognize that we have to do our part, and I think that for a reasonable amount of time we can manage. I think at this point we're okay with it.
Hi, Paul. Also, obviously you're saying that, schools are okay with it, but obviously, will potentially have an impact. Some, have potentially got rents that are going up or other costs, teachers, salaries, this sort of thing. Like, what sort of adjustments might have to be made by schools?
Obviously, you might, some staffing that you had planned on, you might have to, hold back on that. You might be planning to open up a new program that you're going to hold back on. You might cut back a bit on your supplies. A lot of the costs in running the school are very fixed, so you don't have the ability to change it quickly. Certainly, by this time of year, schools are pretty well locked into the majority of our staffing, which is staffing tends to be around 70, 75, even 80% of our costs. And then, of course, your facilities and all those other kinds of costs are very fixed, you know. So we don't have a lot of room to make adjustments this late in the year. We just have to live with the the additional losses or the drop in revenue, and then, you know, have to have a longer term view of making it work, you know, going into the next couple of years.
A lot of people are also, you know, requesting they would like even a reduction because they're obviously struggling with the fees. You're obviously, as a school, trying to balance, you know, a freezing of fees. I mean, how would that work? Could you ever imagine fees being reduced?
It is pretty hard to imagine because the cost of, you know, operating a school, you know, are always rising in different areas. So that could be handled once again in the short term, but there would have to be adjustments to the budget in the long term because otherwise it wouldn't be financially viable. The private schools are their businesses like any other business. And economic forces are with us the same as they are for any business. And so we would just have to make adjustments to our program in various ways if we're going to be forced to operate at a lower, you know, revenue stream level.
Paul, give me a little insight, if you can, into what's happening for you guys down at Clarion and elsewhere, if you know and are comfortable talking about. I mean, you mentioned there the business model, supply and demand. We know that there are more and more schools and brands of schools coming into the region at the moment. We hear these stories, a lot of people relocating over the summer because the cost of living is going up at the moment. School fees are mentioned in that, of course. With costs going up and with these rumours doing the rounds, I mean, how's it looking for you come September? Summer holidays just around the corner, but when the new term starts, the 2018-2019 academic year starts, numbers looking good for you post-summer?
They're from where we're finishing the end of this school year, we're looking at a growth in the school of about 15%, 15-20%, which actually we're quite pleased with because we realize that there's a lot of new schools coming online, that the market is becoming more fractured, and we anticipate that there are going to be a number of schools that are not going to be able to make it. And so it really is going to be kind of a survival of the fittest. The best quality schools are going to continue. And, so I think part of our strategy is looking at every element of our school program and making sure that it's, you know, high quality so that we can, you know, stay in that market, and also being very smart, you know, with our finances so that, you know, we can weather a challenging time like this. I think right now we feel quite secure about being able to go ahead. We've got a good, very good financial basis upon which to weather a situation like this.
Before all that, of course, you've got the summer holidays, the long summer holidays as well. So I'm sure you're looking forward to a couple of weeks sunning yourself in the Bahamas, yeah?
Well, we look forward to it, but on the administrative end, we don't really have a long-term holiday. we get to run away for maybe a week or two, but then we're right back at the next year. We're already heavily planning for the opening of the new school year.
Someone's going to do it, haven't they, Paul? Bless you, my friend. Thanks
so much.
Somebody
has to do it. Yes, they do.
Very kind of you to take time to join us this morning and react to the news from overnight. Thanks so much indeed. Enjoy your summer, whatever you get up to.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me on the show.
That's Paul Lieblick there, joining us live on the line. Not only is he the head of schools, Scholars International Group, and head of Clarion School, he is the co-founder, co-author, and steering committee chair for the primary years program of the International Baccalaureate, the IB program here as well. Paul Lieblick, joining us live on the line. Big thanks to Paul, and a call out to all educators out there. If you have any connections with any schools, if you're a parent, if you're a student, if you're a teacher, if you're a former teacher, your reaction please to the news overnight of the freezing of tuition fees for private schools. Is it too little too late for many out there, as some are suggesting on the text messages this morning? Is this well received? Is this good sentiment? Is this evidence sense of the fact that certain breaks are being trying to be put into place. We'd love to get your thoughts. Won't lie out there this morning. Obviously, the sentiment, the main sentiment is, great, this is a good initiative and the sentiment is appreciated. The move has been appreciated. There are those out there, though, saying that this is a little too late for them. Maybe they've made the decision already. But also a number of people saying that they've taken advantage of early bird deals, if you like, for want of a better phrase. Basically, I know for a fact, because this is something that we've done to try and alleviate a little bit of the costs that we incur from paying three full school fees here in the UAE, is that if you pay in advance, if you pay early, you can get anything up to 5-7% off your yearly fees. And that makes a difference when you've got three fees going out. So I know a number of people have done that as well. And I suppose the question is, what happens then? Does that mean that they benefit from this new initiative or not? We don't have an answer for that. So I know a number of people are texting in with question marks and asking exactly that. We don't have the answer at the moment. But I suppose, Hanan, that is one of the major concerns for parents out there at the moment, is as to where they stand if they've paid already.
Yeah, it seems to be. There are a couple of people who have texted in. Some of them have said, you know, the fees have already been increased already for the year 18 to 19, so they sort of not understanding how it's going to work. And other people sort of saying, you know, what do they do if they've paid the increases? Someone messaged in, it was an anonymous, it just said, that they have schools already sent out the increases a month ago and requested the payments to guarantee places. We are trying to find out this information, but obviously because it's new, we are trying to get as much information on this as we can. But yeah, it is a question that a lot of people are asking. There's also another message, because there are a lot of mixed feelings about this. Obviously, generally people are excited, but we've got a sceptical British dad. He's written in saying it's good news, but before we all shout resounding hurrahs, we need to understand that private schools are businesses and that the freeze in fees will almost certainly impact their budgets and subsequently the quality of the service they provide. And in turn, I fear this will impact the already contentious, you know, value for money. So it's good news, but not in the long run. He's concerned about that.
Gordy, thanks very much indeed to you as well. Gordon's been in touch saying typical returns for investors in schools in DXB has been about 25% per annum. That's from Gordon already. I know that you had a number of people reacting to this story earlier on in the business breakfast. A number of those were reacting to the aviation fees, the property fees, the business fees, amongst others. But what about the education fees? Was there much reaction to that one as well?
Yeah, there was much reaction. And, you know, as I said, some people are really keen to, you know, find out more, whether they'll be getting a refund or the freezing of fees, whether or not it will have an impact on the schooling. And also another one that, you know, Peter wrote in saying it's a great recognition because the cost of living has gone up for many families. And, you know, some people are deciding whether to relocate, which is a major decision for a family and not to be taken lightly, because obviously the child's stability and, have you know, other things, they've got to take this on and make the decision. So it's important to know. But for some, it's obviously a bit too late.
Let's get to the lines now. Let's get to line number 5. And let's go down to Alkers and say good morning to Belinda. Hey, Belinda.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks. Hi. Nice of you to reach out. Thanks very much indeed for being in touch with the show. And your reaction to this news from overnight. Good news, bad news?
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. I can't believe it. We've just had a price hike really recently at our school. And then our school was given an outstanding a couple of weeks ago as well. So everybody was expecting it to go up again. And just to hear this is just wonderful news, because we currently pay double anyway, because we have a child with a few special needs. And it lands on the parents to pay that that extra help in school. So I'm already paying double. I didn't want it to go up anymore.
But I mean, when you say that you've had to pay already, or you've seen these increases already, have you already paid in advance or not?
They were given permission. Our school was given permission last year to raise it, yeah. And they told us, we're going to be very nice and we're not going to raise it. But right at the very last minute, at the end of the year, they just popped in that raise, and then I think about a week or two later, they were given the outstanding, and everybody's impression was, right, you've been given an outstanding, your fees are going to go up again. So that's why this news is so lovely to me, because hopefully that won't happen now.
I mean, in terms of a lot of people texting in saying, you know, it shouldn't be a freeze, it should be a reduction at the moment. That would be lovely, but it's difficult to see schools going down that route at the moment. From what you're hearing in the car park at drop-off and pick-up as well, just how much of a guiding decision-maker have school fees become for families here in the UAE?
I run a business here, and you know, I provide things for people leaving. And the people I'm seeing leaving are people with lots of children.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the families that I'm supplying to have four kids. I can really see that, you know. And I do think the prices did need to rise because the cost of living for everybody rises, you know. So I understand prices rising. But to hear that they're going to put a cap on it, wow, that's just awesome. That's so good.
Belinda, good on you. Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Belinda getting in touch with the show. Thank you for that one. Ken, thank you very much indeed to you. Ken's being a little more circumspect on the news this morning, saying the maths have to add up, says Ken. Just watch this space. Ken, we will. Thank you for that. This one also from another of our listeners saying, is it possible for the government here to take over school leases to reduce or remove this cost? That would be innovation. Affordable education has to be a must at the moment. Thank you very much indeed for that one. Is that something on the education agenda for the future? We've seen a number of big brand schools come to the UAE and bring their curriculums and their mode of education with them. What about more investment into government schools taking over leases for private institutions? Is that something you would welcome as well? Or are we a slave to the brands of education? A lot of people having their say on the reduction of fees at the moment. This is the news coming out overnight from the cabinet meeting. Would you like to contribute to the show? Would you like to have your say on it? We'd love you to do exactly that. Let's try and get a flavour of some of those opinions, shall we? Here's another one that came through. This one was from Al out there saying, I'm in the food distribution game. We haven't been allowed to increase prices to retailers for years due to government caps. We've been almost squeezed out of the game. Retailers are still allowed to increase rebates, though. I think you can't cap any prices unless you cap all costs, too. That's from Al. Thank you very much indeed. Gordy's been back in touch with us as well. He's back in saying schools have a fixed and variable cost structure. A 15% increase in students doesn't mean a 15% increase in cost. The profitability shoots up. Gordon, thank you for that one. Hanan.
Yep, and Belinda says, this is amazing. I have a child who needs an ILSA, so I pay double what everyone else pays. Absolutely delighted to hear this news. And we spoke to her earlier. George has written in, she's saying the fees have been frozen because a lot of the fees, a lot of the schools are milking parents for profits. My concern is teachers staying. We've got 18 leaving this year.
Georgia.
It is Georgia.
Why on earth are you texting into the show?
Because she's obviously listening.
Yeah, but if she's listening, she can't be listening back in the UK, obviously, surely. And texting on the same number. No, she won't be doing that.
You never know.
It's outrageous.
She might have landed
She's been leading us a merry dance. That's what she's been doing, saying that she's away for very, very important means. And in fact, she's up there on Jumeirah Beach Road in one of the beach clubs sunning herself at the moment. I know it.
Taking a little holiday.
Listen, it's good to hear from Georgia. She's texting in on 4001, as is my man Quentin. Quentin joins us from Dubai Land now, joins us live on the line. Morning, Quentin.
Hi, how are you?
Very well indeed, my friend. Thanks very much indeed for your thoughts. I mean, a lot of people welcoming this. Why wouldn't you? A freeze in costs, any reduction is good. Do we need to take it with a pinch of salt?
I think it's a positive step to do the freeze. But if I look at all the announcements around it from Abu Dhabi, Dubai, all the price cuts, it just makes me think, what is it about? Is there something that the man on the street is not noticing? Is it really just doing us that favour to save us some costs?
Because in terms of that, and you're right, because there have been a number of initiatives put into place, and even the initiatives we saw overnight, you know, this attempt, as was said in the tweet in the tweets, to try and stimulate the economy. The fact that we've been talking about that, you've been recognising that, now we're seeing the powers that be looking to stimulate that. Do you think this all sort of contributes to concerning times to try and get through the summer?
Yeah, I think it would be a good move for a lot of people. It will be very welcoming, and hopefully the intent works out to be a good solution.
Quentin, good to have you with us this morning. Thanks very much indeed to Quentin. That was Quentin getting in touch with the show. Let's go to more calls now where we can catch up with... let's go from Dubai Land down to City Walk. Maria joins us live on the line. She's just been talking to our producer, Shroots, out the back there. Joins us on line four. Morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you. How did you react to the news from overnight?
It's great news. I think that overall for the economics of the country, it's great news. But I just feel that maybe the news do not, the measures that have been put in place do not cater for those that are single or the couples that have no children. It's not yet totally clear exactly the full scope of the measures, but from what we know so far, I've seen that there's very little impact on single people and on couples that do not have children, and especially, you know, the reduction of the fees, of course, that they have no impact. So I'm wondering what else is there that would keep attracting single people and young couples that do not have children yet or do not have the plans of having children in the near future to come into the country or to still be remaining in the country. Because the fact is that the costs of living are increasing. They are. And salaries have not increased much in the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. And those measures, as I said, do not seem to cater much for these people. So I'm wondering whether there will be some additional measures that will then be focused on the other half of the residents in the UAE, or if we'll just, you know, it's good news, and I'm happy for those that have been impacted by these measures, but I just wish that there would be some measures that would take care of the other 50% of the population.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good point, and it raises a question as well, because one of our previous callers was talking about the fact that, you know, they're involved in relocation and the services that they put, and they're seeing more and more families relocating at the moment, specifically those with 2, 3 or more children in the families, because the costs are going up. So I'm wondering if there is a sort of element to try and reassure families at the moment that everything is being done to try and make things affordable, and yet the idea, as you say, the idea of the sentiment, I suppose, has always been that singles will come to the UAE because there's always been deemed to be an opportunity. It's a good start in life in many ways.
Yes, and that is true, and there are many advantages in coming to the UAE and being part of contributing to the growth of the country, obviously, and the fact that, you know, single people do have a little bit more flexibility when considering to relocate to a different country or a different region. That is all true, but when the cost of living keeps going up, and then there is nothing to tackle that, and salaries do not follow that trend, then, you know, people would start considering whether they could relocate to other countries or to other regions as well, which may offer almost similar or equivalent packages. Mm. And there are some still. So I'm just wondering whether there will be any measures that would make it more competitive and that would make singles and young couples with no children feel that they have been also considered when coming up with these messages.
No, I completely agree. I think it's a very, very valid point indeed. Maria, lovely to talk to you this morning. Thanks very much indeed. Maria's there in City Walk getting in touch with the show. It's certainly an observation that has caught my eye of late. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here. You know, I don't have the stats in front of me. I don't have the statistics to back this one up. It's just an observation from an old bloke who's getting greyer and greyer and has spent a few years here that it just seems to be given the pace of life here, given the opportunity, given the vibe, but also given the cost, that it reminds me of London when I was, you know, in my youth, and it was almost a city sort of driven towards young, upwardly mobile individuals, and you didn't see many families in central London. The families moved out, if you like. You know, they moved out to more rooms. And I just wonder whether we're trying to get that balance right at the moment, given the fact that the foundations of the country are built on those sort of family ethics and traditions and culture.
It could be. I mean, I'd say there's quite a big sort of split here almost. There are a lot of families. It is very family oriented. I know a lot of people love it here for the fact that, you know, it's safe and great for a family, bringing up a family in certain respects, but obviously they have challenges with the fees and the costs. But then on the other side, it is very driven, it is very young, and a lot of people come here to sort of make their careers, to change careers, and you know, people are ambitious, and so it is quite businessy in that sense. So I think there's kind of a split.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.